A South Charlotte middle school teacher has launched a drive to get aid to a tiny island school hard hit by Hurricane Dorian. She says she learned an important lesson when she collected supplies for hurricane victims last year. WFAE's Andos Helms has more.
When Hurricane Florence hit the coast last September, social studies teacher Leslie Nielsen worked with her sixth graders at Community House Middle School in Charlotte to collect classroom supplies for storm-damaged schools in Wilmington. She says the drive was almost too successful.
Well, the response at Community House was so overwhelming, my entire classroom was wall-to-ceiling boxes of school supplies.
Turns out it's no small task to get 17 cases of supplies from South Charlotte to the coast. The relay took months and required couriers from Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools and the state, Nielsen says.
When we heard Dorian was coming, I immediately started thinking, what could we do to streamline the process? So I thought in my head, let's do gift cards.
For Target, Walmart, and Amazon. Over the weekend, she launched a social media push to collect the cards for Ocracoke School, where every classroom was flooded during Dorian's surge. Almost all staff members and students had to deal with flooding at home as well, Hyde County Superintendent Stephen Bassnight reported. The school remains closed until further notice, the district's website says. Ocracoke School has fewer than 200 students in grades K through 12, but it holds an oversized spot in the hearts of educators who have been to the North Carolina Center for the Advancement of Teaching. They gather for professional seminars at a former Coast Guard station on the island. And Ocracoke School is part of that experience, Nielsen says.
Little tiny, K through 12 school, but it's like the center of their community. While we were there, we went to a basketball game at night, and the whole town turns out for it.
Even before school bells rang Monday morning, interest in her campaign was building.
I put out the word on Facebook, and before you knew it, I was getting private messages from teachers all over the state of North Carolina who wanted to participate.
Nielsen's sixth graders got into it, too. They designed posters to encourage students, faculty, and parents to donate. Here's Hiru Batugage working with a group of boys.
We're going to have a school here, and the houses and the roofs will be starting to be blowing off. And then we're going to have some floodwaters in here, too.
Wilson says she'll collect at Community House for a couple of weeks, then put a stack of gift cards in the mail. If the statewide response seems too much for one tiny school on one small island, educators in nearby Hatteras have told Nielsen they could use help, too. For WFAE News, I'm Andos Helms.